Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're talking to you about the subject of the Holy Spirit and specifically about being led by the Holy Spirit. That we've seen that the Holy Spirit worked in the Old Testament and He also worked in the New Testament era and He continues to work today in our life. You and I are now the temple of the Holy Ghost. He's come to dwell in us and to walk in us. And He wants us to get filled with the Holy Spirit through praise and worship and prayer and see the presence of the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in the ways that He has for us. And Psalms 27 verse 11 speaks of how the Lord leads us in a plain path because of our enemies. We saw the fact that many factors are important for being led by the Holy Spirit. We need to be in the way of the Lord, walking in line with His Word. We need to be walking before Him, where it said, before whom I walk. We're going to walk before Him step by step. As we walk in His ways, He's going to prosper us. The angels are going to go before us. We also saw the fact that He is going to prove us and find out if we're going to keep His commandments or not. He will humble us. He will find out what is really in your heart. And as you are being led by the Holy Spirit, you're going to be overcoming your enemies and possessing your land, which are the promises of God. We're to be pliable, adaptable unto the Lord, and He'll give us the desires of our heart. As we commit our way unto Him, He will bring it to pass. We must also realize that we are taking steps. The steps of the good man or the warrior, valiant man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord directs your steps. And as you walk in the ways that He set before you, your thoughts will become agreeable to His will as you commit your way unto Him. And all the paths that God has are paths of peace. Now it's important that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to an understanding. As He's leading us, the path of the just is shining brighter and brighter, clearer and clearer, until the established or right day. That shows you that God will lead you step by step, and things will get clearer and clearer until it's the right timing of what to do. And He will always give you peace. Peace will be the umpire in your heart. Now let's get specific about how He leads you. First of all, He's going to lead you in line with the Word of God. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20, my son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. The Word of God is going to lead you. It's going to keep you. It's going to talk with you. This is why you've got to get the Word of God in you. In Proverbs 6:23, it goes on and says, but the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. God's going to lighten the way. He is the light. We're going to walk in the light, and we will be following the way of life. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible says, this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And then in Hebrews 10:16, it says, this is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. If you look at Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16 together, you see that He takes His word, His laws, the spiritual laws of God, and He writes them and puts them in our mind and in our heart. And as we have the Word in us, we are going to be led by the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:3 says that you and I are the epistle of Christ, ministered not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone as in the Old Testament now, but in fleshy tables of the heart. God writes His Word in you. And as the Word's residing in your heart and residing in your mind, then it will speak to you. It will bring things up to you. The Holy Spirit will quicken the Word to you so that you're going to be led in His ways. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God's Word is what you need for every situation in life. In 2 Peter 1:20, the Bible says that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit was leading them. And then in verse 19 of 2 Peter 1, it says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." So, through the Word of God, that's the light arising in our heart, and it's going to lead us and to guide us. In John chapter 10, verse 3, we see something else that God is going to lead us by, and it is by His voice He is going to speak to you. In John 10, verse 3, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." Who's the great shepherd? Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. The sheep are us. And the sheep always follow right on the heels of the shepherd. You ever seen the sheep out in the field? Whichever way the shepherd goes, the sheep are right on his heels. They're listening to him. They've got their eyes on him. They're following him every step. That's what you and I are to be like. We're to follow Jesus, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name. He knows them, and he leads them out. That's exactly what you've got to understand. You've got to walk close to the Lord. You've got to hear his voice, and he is going to lead you and guide you. In verse 4, "When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Not only are the sheep to hear his voice, but we're to know his voice. That's because you're in close, personal fellowship with him. That's why you got to get close to him. You got to get away from these things of the world and the things that are pulling you down. In verse 5, "A stranger will he not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." God wants you to know the voice of the Lord. He doesn't want you to know the voice of the strangers. You won't know the voice of the strangers if you stay away from the source of the voice of the strangers, which is the way of the world, the things of the flesh, all these things of sin. Stay away from anything of the devil's territory. Be sure you're walking in line with the Word. You're a sheep following the great shepherd. And then in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." The truth is, all those that are sheep hear his voice. Why? Because they're close to him. They're following him. They're right there with him. And he is speaking to them. He says, "I know them, and they follow me." That shows you that you and I must learn to hear the voice of the Lord. In Romans 8:16, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." The Holy Spirit is going to bear witness of the things that are Him. He's going to give you an inward witness, a knowing on the inside of you that something is right. Now, if something's not right, it's almost like you have a red light, or you'll kind of have an alarm on the inside of you that something's not right. No, the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your spirit the things that are of Him. In Proverbs 20, verse 27, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." See, you're going to listen to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's come to dwell in your spirit, and so He is going to give you a witness. He's going to give you a light, something on the inside of you to show you that He wants you to do a particular thing, or it's the right thing, or this is the way that you're to walk in. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Romans chapter 9, verse 1. "I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost." Your conscience on the inside of you is going to bear witness in the Holy Ghost. Your conscience will speak to you and show you when you've done wrong. You have a conviction on the inside of you. That is the witness of the Holy Spirit. So He does speak to you. He does show you things of what He wants you to do. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 19, we see another place here about the voice of the Holy Spirit, and He can speak directly to you. In Acts chapter 10, verse 19, "While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee." This is the Holy Spirit. Here he was in the presence of God. He was praying. And again, the more that you do the things of God, praise, worship, pray, you're going to be in that position in the presence of God to hear from Him. He thought on the vision. The Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men seek thee." So he spoke to him and told him something that was happening, a word of knowledge that was occurring right at that time. And of course, They sought after him. He turned out that he went with them and took them to Cornelius's house, where that was where the gospel came to the Gentiles. Now in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip. That shows you another way that God can lead you. He can speak to you through angels. It was the angel of the Lord that spake to Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose, and he went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Philip preached the gospel to him. He received the word of God. He ended up believing, getting born again, and was baptized. In Acts chapter 10, verse 9, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while he had made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. And wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. Peter saith, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not common. That shows you that God can speak to you directly. And he speaks with a still, small voice on the inside of you. And it's unmistakable. It's coming from the Lord. Peter recognized it. He knew it. And he responded back to him. And then the Lord spoke back to him again. And, of course, God was speaking the fact that what he had cleansed, call thou not common. Then down in verse 19, Peter thought on the vision. The Spirit said, Behold, three men seek thee. And then he said, Arise, get thee down, go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. So God will speak unto you. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11, here it says, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that was the voice of the Lord. God will speak to you with a still, small voice. It comes on the inside of you. It sometimes seems as if it comes up out of nowhere, almost like a word behind you. But it's from the Lord, and he speaks to you a word. That shows you that how God is going to speak to you. He's going to lead you through his word. He can lead you by prophecy. He can lead you by his voice speaking directly to you. He can lead you by an inward witness, by your conscience, by the voice of the Holy Spirit, also by angels that can speak to you, and by the still, small voice that is going to tell you the way that you're to go in. Learn to hear the voice of the Lord and be led by the Holy Spirit. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance, and I've seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, asthma, seizures, barrenness, palsy, arthritis, all kinds of sickness and disease and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212 or come to Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, 2955 West Fairmount Avenue in Phoenix for one of our services, Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. For more information or an appointment, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.